Welcome. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you back from Germany.
Yes, very wonderful trip to see the Germans and
Germans.
I mean,
how's the Germans?
Look, they're good. And there's quite a few things as a brand I was up there to do. You know, just to chat to fellow liberals in that part of the world,
yeah.
Exchange notes, and basically have a conversation with liberals from 21 countries around the world as to how do we beat populism, the rising tide of populism, you know, these sort of populist leaders who make wild promises and essentially subvert democratic institutions that we're used to, certain freedoms, for example, that we're used to. So it was a good conversation.
Democracy is subversive, you know that, right?
It is, but it also it's accommodative also, which is what populists don't like. Also, I got a chance to shoot a few episodes of the Big Liberty Show there, including wearing
nice.
My kippah in Berlin. I was very proud
and
of that.
How was that?
Wow.
It felt
That's
good.
Something.
It really felt good, especially after hearing a lot of these scaremongering, you know, as I was heading up there. Oh, don't do that. You know, a lot of people will accost you and this and that. But I'm sorry, I'm a person of faith and I will not be dictated to by people who have no love for Hashem.
Well, there we go. All right. Let's talk about people who have tremendous love for money. Let's talk
yes.
about the government.
That's right. Unfortunately, as
okay,
I said when I walked
in. Just give us a background of prescribed assets.
Yes. Look, this is a policy proposal that the ANC and various other leftist politicians in this country have actually been touting. It's basically, simply put, a politician giving themselves the power to be able to walk into your fund manager's office, or not literally, but you know what I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
and tell them where to invest your money. So you've been doing the right thing as a South African. You've been working hard, saving your money in order to
pay part of a pension every month.
Absolutely. As I said, you do the right things. You pay your bills, you pay your mortgage, and of course, you put away money for when you get old. And you do this in the understanding that this money grows. It accumulates capital. So that by the time you're old, you're not dependent on the state, right? But now you have a situation where politicians who realize that South Africans are taxed to death, essentially. I mean, we have the highest tax burden in the world, according to economist Mike Schüssler. South Africans pay on average, and I sort of say this at a cursory level, you know, you can pay at any given moment between 15 and 16 types of tax, direct and indirect.
Fuel tax.
You can go down the line. Some
we've
of them are
tax,
overt, like your income taxes, because they come off your salary,
yeah.
But some of them you don't notice, right? So, for example, you know, the VAT or fuel tax, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of tax that we pay. We have a very high tax burden. So politicians realize this. They know that they can't squeeze South Africans anymore. So what are they doing? They're essentially proposing to come after your wealth now. In other words, the money that you've already put away. And this is what prescribed assets is. So people need to be awake to this because, you know, I've been saying this a lot on the show, you know, expropriation without compensation, this big conversation we've been having in this country, isn't just about land. It's essentially politicians beginning to shape the narrative around coming after your property, not just land, your property, and the cell phone in your hand, the wallet in your pocket, including the cash in it, are property, your property. So when you then hear them propose something like prescribed assets, one shouldn't be surprised. The issue becomes, what do we do about it?
Before you get there,
yeah.
Just let me understand this term prescribed assets, because I've been fighting with Kathy about it for 2 weeks. I'm in denial.
He's
I refuse to believe that what she says is correct.
Believe.
I understand the government would go after, say, the PRC or government pensions. Are
yeah.
you actually telling me that in terms of nature and extent and scope, they are giving themselves the power to come after my own private pension? Is that what you're telling?
Short answer is yes. Now, let me be clear. This is a policy proposal at the moment within the ANC's manifesto. So if you went back to, so we all had elections recently, you know, all of us, not all of us voted, but, you know, but essentially this is one of the proposed ideas they had in order to, shore up the government coffers. Now, the problem is government is heavily indebted. Heavily, heavily in debt. We've never seen these levels of debt in government since the days of apartheid. Now, when you consider that government's debt alone, often we don't look at SOE debts. Eskom's debt, for example, and SOE is a state-owned enterprise. Eskom's debt alone at 20 billion is enough to sink the country. In other words, if every creditor were to say right now, Eskom must pay me back, the money's not there. So if you then look at it from the perspective of a politician who's scrambling around for funds, our pensions, which are the eighth largest in the world, standing at around, what is it? I think the 2016 numbers pointed at them being about 4.4 trillion rand. If you then are a politician, you go, oh, goody, goody gumdrops. Here's all this money that South Africans are stashing away. How about I find a way to access it? Now,
yeah.
Here's the really scary thing, and I want people sort of let this sink in. It wouldn't take much for politicians to actually dig into your pension. They already have a way of doing this. The finance minister is empowered to set percentages, if I'm not mistaken, using what's called Section 28. Now, a lot of people who have maybe retirement annuities might sort of recognize that Section 28. It's this whole thing of basically delineating how much of a percentage your investment goes into bonds, into equities, and into offshore investments. So the minister can already set those numbers. So if the minister just says, look, I believe 70% needs to go to bonds, well, then the biggest beneficiary of that would be, you know, government entities and government. So the power's already there, so to speak. The issue becomes, are South Africans aware of it? And
not enough. Not enough. Yeah. The first that I considered myself quite, you know, like I generally know what's going on. First time I heard about it was when I went to your last talk that you did.
And, you know, it's a bit of a worry because...
I did see that Carte Blanche did something on it. I did some research. But I don't think that this is big enough a conversation. And how it's also being justified is that Enoch Godongwana, who actually, he's the one who proposed it. There's a bit of a dodge history there as well, right, with pension funds. I've completely lost my train.
You said there was a checkered history.
So he's got a checkered history. I mean, he actually, he resigned, you know, possibly.
A pension fund scandal.
Here's the bottom line that I think most people need to understand, because, you know, when I talk about prescribed assets, when I talk about expropriation without compensation, people just sort of don't believe it, right? Because they look at, for example, the current political climate. Oh, but Cyril Ramaphosa won. He understands business. He would never do something like
that. But Cyril Ramaphosa is a socialist. He keeps telling us he's a socialist.
But he's been neutered anyway.
That's the point. South Africans need to understand that a large swath of our politicians are ideologues, so that, you know, regardless of what the effects of a policy proposal may be, in their mind, as long as the ideology is being adhered to, in other words, ever increasing controls over, you know, all aspects of our lives, from our pensions to our land to this and that, politicians are out for control. So that is their be-all, end-all. So that when you hear a policy like prescribed assets, don't be surprised by that. At the end of the day, they're looking to fund the very institutions that they have full control over, in other words, state-owned enterprises, the very ones that are not doing so well at the moment.
I just remembered my question.
Yeah.
Enoch Godongwana, right, who came up with this proposal for the ANC, right, for this, prescribed assets.
Yeah.
He actually said the government needs that money to help our economy to grow. Right now, all of those funds are sitting tucked away and the government doesn't have access to any funding to help our economy to grow. Yeah. What's your thought on that?
That's a very bad argument, because government has no right over your money. You see, we sometimes, when we speak about pension funds, we forget the people behind them. In fact, you raised the example of the PIC.
Yes.
The PIC invests people's money. Those are state employees' money. It's not government money. And sometimes we forget that little nuance, especially because we have this weird obsession in this country about government doing this, government doing that. Let people do things. That's the whole point of liberty and freedom. That's what things I stand for. Let people be able to get an income, build savings, with those savings buy themselves and their families better options over time, better healthcare, better education, etc., etc., and of course savings, so that when people retire they have something that they can retire to, and when they pass away, pass it on. That is how you build a property owning and a prosperous society. But you cannot do that if politicians are beginning to eye not only your income, i.e. taxes, and also your wealth by way of savings and pensions. And this is why, you know, with the Institute of Race Relations, who I work with and I'm partnered with, you know, we've been saying South Africans firstly need to be attuned to this, and they need to be able to fight back. And how do you fight back? Well, we have a campaign on this, which people can log into by going to our website, irr.org.za, and look for the campaigns or pensions tab. And you can essentially write, using a template that we have on there, a letter to your fund manager and ask exactly what they're doing to fight the issue of prescribed assets. Because you cannot
thinking there's going to be capital flights. Like, you cannot begin to imagine what is the point of taking people's assets votes to save SOEs when you're going to destroy the country in the process. I'm just not understanding this. This is insanity, unless it's tiny little levels, 2% into a government pension. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. That's also partially something I must admit. Now, we don't really know what they're going to do, what the full extent of it will be. But if you're looking as a politician and you're cash strapped and you're looking for sources of income and you hear that your country has the 8th largest pension fund in the world, yeah, and you have a whole bunch of SOEs in excess of 200, by the way, people think it's just a few SOEs in this country. We have an excess of 200 SOEs and all of them are in some form of financial straits or other. Of course, pensions become a very attractive.
So what can we actually do about it? As civil society, what can we do about it?
Two things. And I'll bring ourselves into this because this is a campaign we're very passionate about. It's a campaign I am very passionate about.
We being the South African Institute of Race Relations.
And Big Daddy Liberty as a brand. This is something I'm fighting for ordinary South Africans. And by the way, when we talk about pensions, this isn't a racial thing because some people say, oh, but it's only the rich white South Africans, for example, who have pensions. Not necessarily. You know, there are 16 million South Africans who have pensions in this country, 11 million of whom are still working.
I actually heard Mark Schussler say that we've got more, South Africa's got the biggest pension funds in the world.
Some of the biggest, I mean, because, all in all, 8th largest, but yeah, I mean, that's,
it's incredible.
If you look at the countries we're competing against, we're punching above our weight here in many regards. Just in short, I mean, we do have a campaign that we're running where I'm encouraging people to find us online. Go to irr.org.za/ or just look for the pensions tab rather. And you can essentially draw or write in to your pension fund manager and ask them the simple questions. What are you doing about this? You know,
yeah.
How serious is the risk to your particular investment and your asset scheme? What are the steps that that particular institution that is managing your money is taking to mitigate the risks of this? These are the questions I think South Africans need to pose to their individual fund managers. So there's also an alertness and awakeness, if you will, in that industry, because you cannot continue to allow politicians to essentially steal from people who are doing the right things, yeah, building an income, saving and putting
building
money
a
away.
Life. Exactly. Yeah. We're taking your comments on 34519. That's the SMS line. Those SMSs are charged at R1.50. Yeah. We don't tax you. That's just, that's coming from the service providers, unfortunately. We make no money on that. And, yeah, you can also send us a telegram for free on 061-895-1019. Sam, you said that there was a comment that you wanted.
Yeah, there was. Yes, there certainly was. Warren writes, remember it was the National Party who perfected prescribed asset investing.
Yes, that has been done before.
Absolutely. And remember, it doesn't matter what the colors or the iteration of politician it is. If that politician believes that they are entitled to your savings, to your income, to your very liberty, they will devise any and, you know, all means to essentially fleece you of your money. So nationalist politicians were no different. Apartheid nationalist politicians were no different to today's politicians. When they were in a squeeze, for whatever reasons, whether it was sanctions or a slumbering economy, they looked to people savings in order to prop themselves up. This current form iteration of nationalist politicians, the African National Congress, are doing the exact same thing. They're in a squeeze, in a bind. The economy is not growing. South Africans are ever increasingly not finding work. And in order to fulfill what are essentially a raft of their high-end promises, they've got to find the money somewhere, and your pension is looking mighty attractive to them.
You want to get in touch with us? 34519, that's the text line, or 061-895-1019 on Telegram. You're shaking your head.
No, I think I may as well do this publicly. I owe you one hell of an apology.
You don't have to apologize.
I do owe you an apology. I did not believe you. I take it all back.
It's a real thing.
Simon and I are both in a state of shock right now.
Look what's happened to his hair. His hair's standing on end. It wasn't like that an hour ago.
But I mean, you can't blame people for being shocked, because imagine the message you're sending to South Africans. Imagine the message you're sending to young South Africans who are working hard right now, building an income. And things are tough, by the way. Things are very tough. You're doing the right thing as a South African. You're working hard. You're looking after your family. You're building household savings and a pension. To then find out, and I think you should find out because knowledge is power, that a politician may dig into your pocket in order to find something which you might not even use choose. For example, who's to say SAA, the black hole of funding, would not be funded by prescribed assets, being used by politicians.
Well, so ESCOM would definitely be.
You could be a poor.
I have no doubt that it would be.
Here's the scary scenario. You could be a poor South African who actually can't afford an SAA type ticket in order to travel around. However, your retirement funds will be used in order to prop up something that is used by mostly middle class and rich people. That is the conundrum you're literally facing. And politicians don't see things that way because they are ideologues. They're driven by ideology. And in their minds, they're doing the right thing on behalf of the quote unquote poor. But it's not. It's not something that serves the poor. Stealing from something, from people is not serving the poor.
Speaking to Big Daddy Liberty, you can get hold of him through the South African Institute of Race Relations. He's also got a channel on YouTube, which I actually subscribed to this morning. And you've got, well, we've got plans for you. We've got plans for you. We're in talks. All right. So what is your thought about this? I mean, do you think that it's, you know, are we just being alarmist? Everybody around this table right now, are we just being alarmist? Because, you know what, I think that if you're not going to be alarmed about this, then I don't know what you are going to be alarmed about. I'm finding it very alarming.
You've had time to digest it because you've understood it for a while. I've just been an ostrich and put my head in the sand.
I've had 6 weeks to have digested it.
Wow.
But it must be said, just very quickly, because I don't want to leave people with a sense of, you know, despondency and depression. It is a very sad thing, and it's a risk to you, but South Africans are very good at dealing with risk. And, you know, I don't want people to assume that you're hapless and helpless, or that there's nothing you can do about this risk. Help us, help me, if you will, put pressure on your fund manager and the government to protect your pension. In the first step, we need your help by giving us your mandate, essentially, to put pressure on the government and your fund manager. And as I said, it's as simple as literally signing our online form that allows us to essentially send correspondence to your fund manager to ask them the hard questions. Are you aware of this? What are you doing to protect the people who have invested in your fund into your fund? Because ultimately, this is people's money. Like, I don't know how to say this in a way that
taken
really,
off your salary for, you know, it's, for how long?
And in the second instance, because we're very active about this, and I want people to get the sense that we're not going to sit back and just let this happen. In the second instance, we'll be contacting each of the major fund managers in South Africa, and we'll ask them what they're doing to protect your savings.
So who is like the old mutuals and the
big boys
and Peregrines and the...
Because ultimately, as I said, 16 million South Africans have vested their hopes for a good pension in these companies, and they must be at the forefront of fighting on your behalf. And we'll also be visiting the offices of the Association of Savings and Investment. South Africa, this is an association, an umbrella body, if you will, that they all belong to determine what they're doing to protect your savings. So we're going to be running this campaign. If you look on my channel, The Big Liberty Show, or search for Big Daddy Liberty on YouTube, you'll see me as I head
You're
to
all
this.
Over the place,
we
just Big Daddy Liberty.
And look out for that bucky, which is branded Big Daddy Liberty. But, we'll be taking the fight to the spaces in which this has to happen. Because I understand, a lot of South Africans might listen to this and go, I'm so tired.
But a fight doesn't happen without a conversation.
Exactly.
And conversations need to happen. They need to start happening at our Shabbos tables. They need to start happening in our lounges. It needs to happen on the radio. And that's how you start a fight.
And last one, because there will be a third element to this. Mm. If it comes to it, we're already developing a legal strategy to actually protect your pension and your savings from government. So, as I said, the Institute of Race Relations is at the forefront of this fight. I am in this fight, but we need people to be firstly aware and to support us. So you've got to engage with the Institute of Race Relations. Find us on the website, irr.org.za, and look for the pensions tab so you can get involved in this campaign and support our work. Because, as I said, we're in this fight.
Big Daddy Liberty. Sihle Ngobese, thank you very, very much. It's always a pleasure. And thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome.